KLAM, 1410 AM and 96.9 FM. And, of course, we announced here a few days ago that Ken Vigdol has accepted the position as the head football coach at Lamar's Community, replacing Gabe Tardivi next fall. And Ken's on his way to Lamar's today and going to meet with his assistant coaches. Ken, first of all, welcome to Lamar's. Going to be good to have you aboard.
Thanks a lot. It's going to be fun, and we're excited to get to Lamar's and get all set and ready to go. And so tonight's our first step. But like you said, we're having a meeting with our coaches and, you know, kind of set where we want to go from here.
Well, I know your resume has you at several different stops. Now, to me, that tells me that you really love working with kids, first and foremost.
Yeah, that's true. We really got into it, you know, to when you start teaching and you realize the impact that you can have on kids, you know, that's kind of where we're at. And we've even taken it a step further here probably the last 4 or 5 years where I became a mental performance master coach. And so, you know, part of that is, you know, being a 3D coach too, which is talks about the heart, the soul, and the mind. And so that's kind of one of those things that you develop over the course of time and you kind of find your niche. And so that's kind of where I've turned to the last few years, and it's kind of really benefited both the programs I've been in for the last 5 to 10 years.
Well, I see your high school stop first was at Sioux Center from 1997 to 2008, and then you went to Dort for a couple of seasons too, so you're probably familiar somewhat with Lamar's football.
Yeah, I am. You know, Jim Boyd was the head coach when I was in Sioux Center, and I think I remember him. You guys made it to either the semifinals or the state championship game, you know, back then, and he was always had lots of speed and did a lot of good things there, and so that's what I probably remember most. I remember watching Carlton Hector run track against us. Us trying to compete against you guys, that was kind of, you know, not really fair for Sioux Center, but that's all right, too. And so you guys had always had a lot of speed and stuff, and so you just always had a lot of different types of athletes, and that was probably a big draw for us coming to Lamar's and applying for the job.
Well, obviously, you know the correlation between track and football, and yep. I think that correlates pretty well in Lamar's. A lot of the kids go out for both.
Yeah, it's one of those things that, you know, you can talk about all the different kind of things that you can do. You know, weight room, you can do your own speed training, but once you get out on the track and you have to compete against somebody, you run a lot harder than what you would if you were just running 40s by yourself or 100s by yourself. It's, you know, we're all about competition, and we do a lot of unit things with our kids where they're in groups and stuff. And a lot of things that we do is competing because, let's be honest, you have to compete every day. And, you know, it doesn't really matter if you're talking football or school or when they graduate and you know, the job force. You're competing in the job force to get a job or to move up in a job or whatever. So, you know, we just want to develop that competitiveness in all the kids that say, hey, you know what? Whatever I want to achieve, I can do it. I just got to go out and get it done.
I know you met with some of the assistant coaches already because I've talked to some of them. They've been impressed with their first meeting with you. But have you had a chance to sit down with any of the kids at all?
No, we're going to kind of plan that out tonight and what is the best time and how we're going to do that. Because once we start rolling, there's kind of a plan. Well, there is a plan that we have to follow or what I followed in the past, and so then they get to understand me and I get to understand them. And, you know, we can talk, you know, X's and O's all you want, but the first step in any program is you got to build relationships with your kids and understand them, and they have to understand you. And you know, I think that's probably one of the funnest parts of being a coach is all those different types of things that you get to do. And, you know, like COVID was kind of a downer for me when we started practice this year, because when we go through our stretch lines, I like to shake every kid's hand, you know, and that was kind of out this year. And so that was one of the part of practice that I really kind of missed of that, you know, you talk to them and stuff, but there's nothing like a handshake to say, hey, how are you doing? What's going on at school? Everything okay? Is there something you need to tell me or whatever? And so, you know, that was kind of the part of practice that I always loved in you know, when we're stretching and stuff, and you just didn't get to do that this year.
Well, I see you've been an offensive coordinator up in South Dakota school systems, so obviously that is your main emphasis, but tell us a little bit about your X's and O's on both sides of the football.
Well, offensively, we went from, if you're going to talk to center, you know, we were kind of a double tight wing T. You know, we're going to run the fullback trap no matter if they put, you know, 10 guys in the 2A gaps, that's where we're running. But, you know, football is a lot different, and we've changed with the times, and we're an inside zone RPO team. We're going to take what the defense gives us. They're going to have to play it. And when they try to cheat and play it, then we're going to go over the top and stuff. We actually love our vertical concept because we break it off at certain point levels and stuff. And so it's one of those things that the quarterback at any given time, you know, nobody's going to know what's going to happen until he makes a decision, because he's got the right to hand the ball off on the inside zone if we got it, you know, the numbers in the box that we like, or we're going to throw the key routes to the outside. If they're backed off, we're going to shorten it up, and then we have always a guy running a free choice route where if he's got man-to-man coverage on the backside lots of times, you know, they'll match those guys up, and the guy plays off, we'll call a route that we want to the short side. So it's really kind of been, you know, it's a spread offense, but we kind of like to call it this or that. If you do this, we're going to do that. If you do that, we're going to do this. And you know, if when everybody gets on the same page, you know, throughout the summer, it's pretty effective. We averaged, probably the last 3 or 4 years, over 300 yards game in offense, and we've had roughly almost 40 yards or 40 points a game. So, you know, we just got to keep that. And it's one of those things that, you know, we have to do a really great job of coaching our kids up. And not just plays, but the concepts of how our football program works.
And how about on the defensive side?
Defensively, we're going to leave it the way it is. With Caleb, he's done a great job. I've watched a lot of the film. They've improved a lot. He does a lot of good things up front. And I think whenever you come into a system, you have a choice to make. Either you're going to overhaul the entire thing, and the first year is, you know, could be kind of difficult because of a new defense, new offense. But with Caleb there, I think it's going to be great because our defense can be the way it was last year. And so the kids really only have to know, you know, change on the offensive side of the ball. So I think he's been a great help already. And, you know, he does a great job with that. So, you know, we might make some tweaks here and there every week, just like you have to do. But, you know, we're going to stay with his forefront and, you know, what he does, and because they were able to do some things successfully last year. And so, it minimizes the amount of learning that our kids have to learn too. Like I said, just learning something new on one side of the ball is going to be a benefit.
Well, Ken, I look forward to meeting you here one of these days, and it's good to have you on board. And we look forward to seeing your football teams in action in the coming days this fall.
Hey, thanks a lot. It's been great talking to you.